Greetings. This is Why's That?, where WMUK explores what in Southwest Michigan makes you curious. I'm Sevilla Mann. Each month, Why's That? Answers a question you ask us. Tell us what's caught your attention at whysthat.wmuk.org. John Mayers asked our question for July. We've arranged to meet a few miles west of Pawpaw by the Red Arrow Highway.
Sevilla?
John?
Yes.
Yes, hello.
I recognize you by the microphone.
John owns an electrical business that takes him all over Southwest Michigan. A few years ago, something caught his eye just west of County Road 671 and Red Arrow. And I see that there is a sign, a green sign that says Teapot Dome.
I know, that's what got me started, yeah.
If that went by a little fast, the sign, a regular green road sign with white letters, says Teapot Dome, three words. John wants to know, what does the sign refer to?
My very first thought was it was geographic. But there's nothing here to support that, so pretty flat.
The answer took us to the politics of the 1920s and a business that opened along this road when it was old M-17, then part of a major route between Chicago and Detroit.
I don't know what made him decide on that particular spot.
This is Mary Berger. She's talking about her grandfather, Chris Henderson. In 1924, he founded a business along what's now the Red Arrow Highway. An early ad calls it simply the Chris Henderson Service Station. But soon it would get a more distinctive name. Berger says she's always heard it came from a talk with a friend.
He and my grandfather, Chris, got talking, and they were discussing the Teapot Dome scandal, which was taking place around that time. And so that's how they came up with the name.
The Teapot Dome scandal was big news when Chris Henderson opened his shop. By then, the public knew that Albert Fall, who had been President Warren Harding's Secretary of the Interior, had secretly leased government oil fields to private companies. One of those fields was known as Teapot Dome. Secretary Fall made it look like the deals were on the level, but eventually investigators found proof that Fall had leased the oil fields in exchange for bribes. Teapot Dome still counts as a major scandal in American political history. But Berger says she doesn't think her grandfather was trying to make a statement when he named his business Teapot Dome.
As I know, it was just the name kind of just stuck.
Yeah.
And that was it. I don't think it was any, politically related or anything else.
Henderson wasn't the only one who found the name Teapot Dome catchy. An unrelated Teapot Dome gas station went up near Pentwater, and a Pierce, Nebraska service stop had a Teapot Dome-themed lunchroom. The most famous Teapot Dome establishment is in Washington State, and it is shaped like a teapot. But Mary Berger says Teapot Dome near Pawpaw offered more than just gas.
They had cabins, and there was a big farmer's market there also. And then my grandmother used to love to bake, and so she would sell the cookies and pies and cakes and all of that.
Berger's grandmother Florence would bring cake to the crowd after baseball games that took place next to Teapot Dome.
And then I think they went to the food from there, making it a little restaurant.
Soon the crossing where Teapot Dome stood came to be known by that name as well. Teapot Dome shows up on some maps, and as John Mayers found, it gets its own road sign, though Teapot Dome is not a municipality or even a platted suburb. As for Teapot Dome, the business... You can't buy gas there anymore or rent a cabin, but more than 90 years after it opened, Teapot Dome remains a restaurant.
Everything okay?
Oh, wonderful.
It's been a few years since April Sharon bought Teapot Dome. She says the old building has its challenges, but the restaurant still draws a crowd for lunch, and especially breakfast. Sharon says some of her customers remember when Teapot Dome served as a pit stop for farmers who went to work on foot.
If they were going from Lawrence or Hartford, they were walking to their fields or wherever they were going to go and work. And so I have stories like that that people tell me, oh, I used to stop and there was a little pop machine and a bench and we would stop and have something to drink.
Joan and Roy Miller have been eating at Teapot Dome for 31 years. They're sitting by a wall decorated with teapots. No memorabilia from the Teapot Dome scandal, though Joan Miller says she's heard of it.
Because the great elementary school I went to in Northwest Indiana was after the worst, most corrupt president in history, and it was named Harding Elementary.
And they talked about the scandal all the time there, didn't they?
John Mayers, who wanted to know the reason for the Teapot Dome sign, says he's not surprised the answer came from a descendant of the founder.
I figured somebody local would know.
that's all for now on Why's That? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what in the region you wonder about at whysthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.